Hello.
Hey, here we are, episode three.
Yes, episode three. What is our topic for today?
I know. I'm like I really wanted guys for us to do this episode because I need to vent. I have a lot that I want to get out there. I've just been thinking and mustering up. I'm like, you know what? We actually want to do something else for episode three. But today, I would like to talk about society and stigmas and stereotypes.
All right. Yes, definitely. I know you had a lot on your mind about that. And we always it. It's always a topic that we
Oh, yeah.
just have feelings and opinions about.
And I
So
feel like it's appropriate because now that we started our podcast and we're kind of broadcasting what we're into, and we haven't really gone over our age, but I just feel like it's a problem. We're two girls, and there's just so many stereotypes and stigmas, and I kind of want to break that. So anyone that's listening, if you like feel the same, or I don't know, kind of just get to know us and where we're coming from and how we are, that's what I kind of want to like go over what I've been thinking about, and like a kind of a couple funny things that I came across, and I'm like, oh my gosh, society would think these things.
I know. I know. I mean, we have to expect it,
I know, like,
every.
I'm not in denial anymore, but it's kind of like annoying. And
Yeah.
I guess I'll start it off. So, the most recent thing that happened that I was like, okay, I'm definitely like making this a thing that I'm going to talk about in this next episode. But there's I don't know, I feel like I might have tagged you in it. So, the video on Facebook that's circulating of the Hot Topic, like the guy and his grandma.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might have, I don't remember. I might have tagged you or my mom. I don't know. But, anyways, so. The stereotype and like in the video is basically like, you know, a normal or whatever, you know, quote unquote normal is guy and his grandma like at the mall, and then they're passing by Hot Topic, and then she's like, Hot Topic, what is that? And he's like, I don't know, let's go in and find out. And then when they go in, they do the whole like 30 minutes later, and they come out like just gothed out, and like they have like metal playing and blah blah blah. And it got me thinking, like, okay, I get it, majority rules, like they do have metal when you go in there, but it got me to thinking of like the stereotype around a lot of things. And it's funny because when I go into the mall, another thing that made me think of like where society paints certain things as and categorizes them. So when you go into the mall, you go through Macy's, and I always pass by the men's t-shirt, and you know, I don't know if we've said this or not on our podcast, but we are like obsessed with graphic tees. Like, I live in graphic tees, I love graphic tees, I'm all about graphic tees. And we always talk about how, like, whether it's Target or any other store,
Where
like,
are you
all the
from?
guys get the really cool shirts, whether it's nerdy, geeky, whether it's Marvel, whether it's Star Wars, like, no matter what it is, it's always in the guys' section. And the girls always get the stereotypical girly, like, you know, just like basic stuff. And I'm not hating, you know, we can all be basic sometimes. But so that's like one of the stereotypes, and it just got me thinking. I'm like, this world is like all screwed up. And you
I
know,
know.
the way that it bothers me is mostly because, okay, A, we are females, so are we not allowed to be nerds? B, you know, I am 28, you're 28 as well, right? We're both in the same. Yeah, I don't know if like you're a year older, you're younger, vice versa. But you know, suppose like for example, well, when I lived in Orlando, Disney pass holders, and automatically people are like, oh, do you have kids? Do you go with kids? And it's like, why is there an age limit to Disney? So it just got me thinking. And the best example, the 40-year-old virgin, you know how like he, I don't know, have you seen that movie?
Yes, I have.
So he collects items, and this hits home to me because I know you don't, I don't
Yes.
think you collect any figurines, but I have my collectibles. And you know, it just got me thinking, like, everyone paints it as like kind of like you're a loser if you like live this lifestyle, like you haven't grown up yet. And I don't think that's the case. I think balance is really important. So like, we pay our bills, we're professionals, we're respectful to society, we do our due diligence, like, you know what I mean? But we're into what we're into. And I think my point is, like, you know, people need to break that. Like, if you see us, like, you know, we dress accordingly to the occasion. If it's a baby shower, if we're going to a wedding, it's Easter, like, we dress accordingly. I'd like to say, you know, we dress feminine chic. Yeah, we have our like Converse and graphic tees days, and that's what I prefer to be in. But like, if you see
Because that's
me,
every day. Yeah.
if you see me, you wouldn't think like, oh, she for sure listened to Avenged Sevenfold and has figurines at her house. You know what I mean? Like, that's super annoying. Or like, if I'm like talking to someone and I'm like, yeah, I was in Hot Topic, or I might get a job at Hot Topic, and they're kind of just like push back, like, how old are you? You know what I mean?
Funny that you bring that up. That the hot topic is just, it's so, yeah, it's just, it's kind of closed-minded. I don't know. And I had that encounter just the other day. I sent someone a Snapchat of, like, my computer screen, and I had Hot Topic open, like, in the side. That's not what I was sending it to them. Sending it to like the YouTube video that I was watching, and the person doesn't know me very well, and they were just like, wait a minute, you shop at Hot Topic? And I kind of was kind of thrown back. I was just like, wait, what? First off, you're like examining my picture. But I was like yeah, actually I do. And they're like, oh well, you know, from what I see, like, you know, on your social media or whatever, you, what did he say? They were like, oh, you know, you dress very stylish. And I was like, that's for the gram, man.
No, seriously. Like, it doesn't mean it's, like, I get it. Some people, it's a lifestyle. And there's extremists, right? There's, like, different levels to everything. And I think we would fall in the middle. Like, we're normal girls. And we are up to par with our age, you know. You're a mom. I'm dating. We both live on our own. We pay our bills, you know. Yeah. We contribute to society. We pay our taxes. Like, we're not hurting anyone. And we just happen to be nerds, whether you're gaming or I'm collecting and getting autographs. Like, and where I come from, it's not like I'm a little kid. Like, I mean, I get excited like a little kid, don't get me wrong. Like, what's that store? Oh my gosh, the one that's closing down, Toys R Us. They had a sale, and they had all the Funko Pops like on sale, and I was like, oh, I am so going in there and seeing what they have. But not because I'm like, oh, I can't let go of my, you know, childhood. I had the greatest childhood. I lived it up. I'm not in denial. I'm not holding on to anything. But, you know, I love what I love so much, and mine comes more from like the film aspect, that when I fall in love with a character, you know, like, I love the character and I want to pay honor to the character. So if it's Chucky and I have my little Funko Chucky and I get it signed by Brad Dourif, then so be it. Like, it's just going to sit in the corner of my house. It's not hurting anyone. You know, I get it that there's extremists of like people that are like these hoarders and they don't have jobs and they're living off the government and, you know, or live with, you know, mom and dad at 50 and still collecting Barbie dolls. Like, I get it. There's extremists.
That's the extreme. Yeah.
But I think because those extremes exist, people just kind of categorize it and like put it all together. And it's like really upsetting because there's people doing so much worse in the world than you don't have to bother people. And it's funny because nowadays everyone's trying to be like pro unity, love, respect, no bullying. And it's a wonderful thing, but I feel like they really need to mean it, because when these things come up, like the whole like Hot Topic thing that's circulating, that's still stereotyping. And it's still basically putting like those groups and like shaming them and associating everyone with that. So like automatically, you know, I moved out here and I worked at a hospital, and you know, I had a good job out there, and you know, I was administrative, so you know, whatever, it's professional. And then I came over here and I, you know, I was supposed to start working for Hot Topic, and anybody asked like, oh, what are you doing out there? As soon as I mentioned Hot Topic, it's like, wait, what? Like, you're going backwards. And it's like, what does that have to do with anything? It's a job. Like, it's money, it gets the bills paid and things like that. You know what I mean? And I think it's like really unfortunate that, you know, or even like going back to the whole like graphic tee thing, I feel people don't give like a chance. Like, if you go into Hot Topic, it's not just like anime. Like, I don't know anything about anime, so I know there's a lot of anime and things like that going on in there. And if you don't like metal, that's fine, whatever. But like, if you shop, like, you find really cool tees. Like, I can't find my Halloween tees or like any other tees anywhere else. I have to go to Hot Topic or Spencer's, like all these, you know, stores. And it's like, people need to break the stigma. I want to start seeing dope ass tees in the women's section, because we can be nerds too. Like, it's not just guys, you know. And it doesn't mean we're immature and we don't know how to hold a conversation or be adults, you know. Like, I think that bothers me to no end, and I'm guilty of it. Like, you know, for the longest time I hid this side, and I was like, oh, people are going to think like, you know, I can't be an adult, or it's really immature, or, you know, even the whole like cosplay thing, like dressing up for conventions. Honestly, when I walked into the convention, I was so happy to see families cosplaying together, adults, grown ass adults, older than me, you know, that whatever, quote unquote, look normal, whatever normal is considered, and could hold a conversation and weren't like, you know, these immature little men children who couldn't like you know what I mean, adult or anything like that. It's just, it's like, it honestly is an escape. To me, personally, it's an escape.
It's a very,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I know some people live in their fantasy world, but I don't. I go to my fantasy world as an escape. Like, you know, if some people have a hard time, they want to crack open a beer, whatever, cool. I have a hard time. I want to watch a YouTube tutorial on makeup. That's me. You do you. As long as no one's hurting anyone.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And so I literally, now I am just like, be you, stay weird. Society needs to break these stigmas and stereotypes because, you know, there's levels. There's always levels. Yes, are there extremists? Yes, there are, but there could be.
There's extremists for everything.
Anything in life. And you can't just associate just because this majority rules. It doesn't apply to everyone. And I think that's something that really bothers me. And ever since I like let go of that, I like came out of my nerd closet.
Yes.
I am who I am. Exactly. Like, accept me. Like, stay weird, be weird. I am weird. Like, it is what it is. And what's weird? Like, why is it considered weird? You know what I mean? It's like, define weird, because society says it's not normal. Who put society in charge of rules of what you're supposed to do in life? Like,
what is normal?
Exactly.
There is no normal. There's no right age for you to stop wearing, you know. It's just
exactly like, you live how you live, and like I said, at the end of the day, if you're not hurting anyone, like, you know what I mean? Like, and going back to the whole like, who put you in charge type thing, like, you come into this world and you leave this world, and along the way, I feel like things exist for you to explore, and you explore yourself and what makes you happy. And I know it sounds cliche, but like, you really do only have one life to live. So if you're going to waste it pleasing other people, you are going to be miserable. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, like, what's that saying? Oh my gosh. Those who mind don't matter. And then those who don't mind matter, or something like that. Like, the ones who mind, you know, they don't mean anything. And then the ones who don't care, obviously, you know, they stick around. And that's the thing. Like, as I get older, you know, I have my few true who like have their inner nerd just like me. But we're functional. We can go to brunch. We can have a girls' night. We can go to family gatherings and talk about.
It's literally like, all balance. Just everything is about balance. But I feel like it's very hard for a lot of people to be able to balance it, to be able to find that, even though it's alien to them, you know, there's always a middle ground. But,
and I feel like a lot of the people that, like, whether they judge or they think in their head, like, you know, age limit for everything, I think they were taught that too. I feel like everything carries on in life. So like, I can't blame them if that's what they were surrounded by, but I feel like these things are taught too. And like, I love my parents for letting me be me always. Yes, did they guide me and try to, you know, want me to do things right? Yes, but I was that black sheep of the family. You know what I mean? And I see all these graduations going on, and, you know, sometimes I feel like it doesn't help my case. Like, you know, I'm not the one who finished college. I went and I tried, but I'm not the one who, you know, got the degree. And I'm into the artsy side of life, and I explored acting, and I explored photography and film and makeup, and I have these, my collectibles, and I go to conventions. So I know it seems like I live in that side of the world, but
that's
again,
what you want people to see, though. Right. So that's a whole nother social media topic, that it's just, it's what you're putting out there, you know.
True. And that's another thing, like, people post what they want you to see, you don't see it all, kind of thing. So obviously, if you're on my effects page, you are only going to see effects posts. You are only going to see convention posts. You are only going to see my collectibles. You are not going to see all of it. So, you know, I just had to laugh. I laugh every time I go into Macy's, because, you know, I always have to cross over to the guy's side and, you know, get my size. And because the girls, and I love Disney, so I'm not hating on the Disney tees, but it's always like the basic sayings and the
princess,
you know, and that's another thing, like the whole Disney princesses are for girls, and it's like, where are the villains? Like, I just got so excited because I think TJ Maxx had a villains mug, and I was like, oh my gosh, wow, like, they're actually, like, you know, it's just so many little things here and there.
It is. But, you know, we have to have faith that society will continue to grow and become more open-minded. I feel like it's baby steps.
I know. Okay. But I feel like everyone is now becoming so, like, it's funny. It's like, I feel like it's 50-50. Like, social media helps and hurts. And we should be desensitized to things by now because, I mean, hello. Imagine living like this back in the day. I mean, my gosh, you just didn't hear of these things. And now I feel like, you know, we're a little more open, even though all these things still exist, you know, that we're fighting day in and day out. But it's crazy that now with social media, like, people are like hypersensitive to things, and we have to be careful about things, and, you know, all these things. And it's just like, oh my god, like, are we going backwards? Are we trying to move forward?
Social media is just a whole love-hate relationship. I'm myself love social media, and I'm a poster and whatever. But it just, I don't know, I have my, I don't know, I so there's been you know, I find myself following other people and then kind of, you know, trying to live up to this hype that in reality, mm-hmm. it's not even their own truth. It's what they put out there. And then I find mm-hmm. myself, like, I found myself a couple of months ago just going on this, like, social media cleanse because I was, you know, trying to, I don't know, reach these, you know, goals that I saw of other people. And I was like, this isn't reality. This is not even their reality. What I think I'm trying to reach. Like, I'm trying to reach, like, an unreachable reality. And it just, you know, and I find myself, even though I've, as age, like you said, once you get older, you kind of start to kind of not care less of what other people think, but you find yourself and you kind of, like, this is who I am. It's not changing. These are my interests, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I still can find myself to this day being like, oh, wait, I'm not going to post that because I'm a 28.
Yes.
Grown person, that's, and I probably that's shouldn't be doing that.
Bothered me that I actually, when people question the Hot Topic thing, listen, and you know what? It happened. I never called back. I was supposed to call Hot Topic when I got back from Orlando, but people got in my head, and I was like, oh my gosh, like,
one of those people was not me.
I know, and I just, I'm so mad. Like, I'm so mad because I know myself, and this alters nothing. Like, and honestly, walking into Hot Topic versus every other store in this mall so far in Louisiana, they are the nicest. The only people I have come across that are super nice and they don't judge. And these are the kind of people that you actually want to be around. Like, I'm sorry if they don't fit, you know, oh, if they have blue hair or certain piercings or tattoos. Like, no, man. Like, no. This is like, no. Everyone needs to get over that. Like, this is a new era. And, you know, touching on this, you know, social media thing, I think that's another reason society is all messed up. And, you know, I'll like touch up on it because it does go along with the whole society and stereotypes and things. And again, social media is what you want people to believe. And I think that's why I personally, if anyone's listening that knows and is like, what the heck, Nicole, I made my personal account private and I actually don't post as much on there anymore. I kind of want to make my private life private, and like, I stopped posting certain things. And that's why my, you know, topics, or whether it's like my effects or my diabetes and things like that, like that little community, I open separate pages because I don't mind being public because I actually want to connect with other people that are like into that kind of stuff. So that's why, like, I did my effects one and things like that. But I feel like, you know, it's like what you said, it's all a lie. Like, it really is. I know some people keep it real. I personally try, like, on the podcast, we're like talking, and I want to keep it 100. I don't want to like fake anything. I'm not trying to like not offend anyone. If you get offended, I'm sorry, but this is how.
But we all have those, you know, insecure moments where it's kind of like,
what
are people gonna think?
But that's because we're human. You know what I mean? But like I said, like, majority rules balance, and you know, that's, I think, one of the reasons why I kind of like, I want to take advantage of the platforms that we're using. Like, we started our podcast, and I know we're gonna, you know, talk about our interests and fun, lighthearted stuff, but I do want to touch on this because there might be someone that comes across our podcast and they're like, look at these two chicks talking about horror. How old are you? Get a life. You know what I mean? And you're gonna have your haters, you're gonna have people that are salty regardless, but you know, we are more than that. And I know a lot of people are probably more than that too, because I have friends that are gamers and they just went to see, I don't even know the name, E3, is that what that's called? I don't know. But they're adults, they're functioning adults. One of them is a freaking orthodontist, man, and he's banking and he lives on his own and he has a house, but he's a gamer. And it's like, enjoy whatever you want to enjoy as long as you're not hurting anyone. And
I hate telling people that I play video games, or like, I hate, like, not that I hate, no, that came out really wrong, but I don't know, my people, like, in my professional life, like,
right,
work and people who I know don't partake in that at right. all, whatever their age may be, because there's it comes in both. But it's just because they that is so touchy with some people. It's like, oh, you waste your life away. Like, you
yes.
know, absolutely. Possibly some nights. But
it might come off that way. Okay, maybe I prefer to live this way, but still.
That just annoys me. Like, I can't tell you not one person that I know going into the conversation, I knew they weren't, and I knew they didn't play video games at all in no way, shape, or form. The minute that I said it, I can't tell you there hasn't been not one person who their face expression didn't completely change. Mm-hmm. Every single person was like, you? I would have absolutely. Never thought you would. And that annoys me even more. Exactly. What do you mean you don't think I would? Oh, but you know, you have this very professional job and you live this, you know, and they're like, you? And I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. Like, what is there a mold that you think that fits into that I clearly didn't? Like,
exactly. No matter what spectrum, it's like you're being judged. It's like, okay, what am I supposed to look like? Please tell me.
And none of that, all of them were like, oh my God, judging me. No, but the fact that that was their first
exactly. No, and initially
was
it
kind
is.
Of like, okay, well then I don't tell anyone unless I know you do. Like at this point, like I was like, whatever.
Exactly.
I'm not going to put it out there because there's just very, you know, cloudy stigma about it that, you know, we just waste our time on these things and we're addicted to it.
Killing brain cells and exactly. So bad for you and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Like, listen, these games are pretty hard. So.
No. And it's, again, like me personally, see, you're the gamer. So there's storylines in some of them. Some of them are just straight, you know, kill shots and points and all this stuff. Like, but if you're, I can see how, because when I sat down and, you know, you tried to get me to learn a new console and all this stuff, and I can see how, you know, there's logic in these games, and you have to actually, like, think, and you're like, you, actually, for me, that's, gaming is stressful. Like,
it is.
To me, it would not be an escape. For me, personally, my personality, that's why, like, literally just watching Mindless Entertainment, like, tonight, Face Off is coming on Sci-Fi, and I'm so stoked for my hour to just watch people do makeup. Like, that's me. That's what I enjoy. Cool. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and work and not pay my bills. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's actually touching on the effects makeup, another stigma that really bothers me. So I'm not trying to create a debate. This is not about God, but I was raised in a Catholic and faith-based household, right? So anytime I mention that I'm into horror or like, you know, I do monsters, automatically they're wondering what my family thinks of me. Like I'm summoning demons all the time and that's what I believe, and then that's it's super dark and oh my gosh. And it's like, no, like I'm not dark. And I mean, okay, maybe I'm like the darker one in my family, but I'm not going to church with them and sizzling while I sit there, you know what I mean? Or like, it doesn't alter the fact that if I want to believe, if there's a bigger, you know, higher power out there, that has nothing to do with the fact that I made a makeup tonight. You know what I mean? And I think that's another thing that really bothers me, because I'll never forget when I was, you know, in the dating scene when I was single. One of the guys I was dating, I forgot where we were going. I don't know. He and make it into something fun. It's like, I wouldn't mention that you like create monsters and stuff, because since you work around kids, I'm like, what? I was like, you act like I'm torturing kids and terrorizing them. This has nothing to do with it. During the day, I work at this place and it so happens to be with kids, and I love kids and I'm good with kids. And then I go and do makeup, but that like has nothing. It's not like it has nothing to do with it. Like, yeah, I might be into some darker, twisted things, but it doesn't mean like I'm going out into the middle of the forest every Saturday and like summoning spirits and demons. Like, that's not what that means at all. It's an escape for me. I love creating. I love the creative side of anything in life. And I feel like when it comes to, you know, whether it's the arts, whether it's gaming, whether it's movies, whether it's, you know, anything in, you know, the art side of world, I feel like you tap into that creative side, and I have a passion for that. And whether it's, you know, you like to make toys or collect them or, you know, anything in that realm, like, I'm passionate about. I tap into my creative side. That's the side of my brain that is powerful. And you know, it doesn't make me any less of a person or incapable of being an adult. And I think that's what is so annoying. And I would love to just be able to, like, go to a dinner and have a topic of conversation at the dinner table and not have people's eyes widen and like, oh, you're into that, you know?
Every time. I know. And I mean,
or even Disney, like, I feel like you might not get it as much because you have Aria. So, like, you post with Aria. So, like, people might not bother you. But all the time with me, like, automatically when I moved over here and they heard I came from Orlando and I have Disney Pass, they're like, do you have kids? Like, it always followed. Do you have kids? And it's like, oh, my gosh. Do I need to have kids to have a Disney Pass? Like,
absolutely. No.
Let me know.
Yeah, I definitely get a little bit of leeway because I do have a little one. So, you know, they don't quit. Like, you know, when you tell them that I even go alone, you know, like, oh, you go without your kid? Like, what do you do there? I'm like, well, like, there's plenty to do there. And, you know, it's just, it's not just, you know, everything, there's no age to it, you know.
It has nothing to do with being immature just because I go take pictures with Goofy. Oh, you know, it's like a person inside. No shit. Wow, you just ruined it for me. I thought he was real.
How could you say that?
Like, it's not, or like, believe, you know how I'm like a holiday enthusiast and like I believe in the spirit of Santa and I love Santa and the whole elves and the North Pole and I want to go take pictures and they're like, it's not real.
You said it. You said it. You just ruined it. You just ruined it, Nicole.
Damn it. Sorry.
28 years. You just ruined it.
I know. I thought you, shit, I'm a terrible human. Like, I mean, it is real. What am I doing? I was just teasing you. I just wanted to try you and see if you knew any better.
I know. I mean, oh, yeah. I don't know. But that's just society. I mean, we can only hope that it gets better. Or even if it doesn't, you know, that at least everyone can kind of, you know, if you feel like you're a little bit different, you know, don't, not a little bit different, but if you're kind of, you know, nervous about just being yourself, like, don't, you know. I mean, we're all going to have our moments where we're going to be like, no, I'm not going to, but that's just.
Absolutely. You'll have that moment just because it is unfortunate that you will. It sucks. Like, yeah, I don't care what people think, but at the end of the day, like, it sucks that people won't get to know you just because they're like categorizing you and thinking like, wow, this chick, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, someone actually gave me that example. I forgot who it was, but they were, I guess they were asking about me like, oh, what do you know about her or something? And, you know, they were just like, oh, she's cool. You know, she's super nice. She's a good girl, whatever. But she's like a little weird. And in my head, I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, what, because of what I'm into, you know, and I ask them to elaborate. I'm like, well, you know, like the whole, you know, convention thing or dressing up. And it's like, okay, you guys all dress up and go out for Halloween in your slutty little outfits and do whatever. Just because mine was a horror character doesn't make me weird because I had my face covered. I'm sorry I chose not to be slutty. You know what I mean? Like, dressing up is dressing up. Yeah, I took it to a convention, but I'm surrounded by people that are into that. So I'm not harming anyone. I'm not dressing up and showing up at Walmart at 2 a.m. randomly down aisles and staring at people. Like, that's weird. Like, that would be weird if I like to dress up and just randomly walk the streets. That's weird. Don't be that person, okay? I'm talking to you. If that's what you do, no, don't stay weird. That's weird. Like, don't be creepy.
I mean, yeah. And, you know, and we can, you know, maybe one day you'll find someone who's been a little bit closed-minded their life, and maybe by you opening up, they finally, you know, we don't know what we can change.
If I can reach one person, anyone who's listening right now and has been contemplating dyeing their hair or getting that tattoo or buying that collectible and having it posted up at their house, I don't know, do it. Honestly, I'm not trying to be cliche, but it is one life to live. And, you know, I noticed the difference between me trying to hide in my shell and trying to portray being this person and was embarrassed by like the con. Like, actually, when I started going to cons, I never posted about it. Like, I didn't post anything. And then all of a sudden, I really don't know what the turning point was. I think going to the conventions and meeting, you know, society's normal, whatever, the normal people that go there, I was like, see, like, I kind of justified it for myself, which sucks because I knew I was normal. I was a functioning adult. But, you know, because of all these stigmas that exist, you kind of start to question, like, shit, should I, like, be into this? Is this normal? Like, do I need help? Like, is this normal? Like, am I supposed to tap into something else and go see a psychiatrist because I'm not letting go of my childhood? Like, what's going on? And no, like, I literally, it isn't anything beyond just truly entertainment. Like, it's entertaining to me.
And your interest, like, other people spend their money on their other interests, whether they're, I don't even know what other people's interests are.
Exactly.
Like, no.
Exactly.
You know, it's just, that's our interest, and we work and we support ourselves, and, you know, we're adulting in other ways, I guess, which I hate that word, adulting. I don't know. But
we're adulting.
Adulting. But, you know, that's just our interests. We all have different interests. But it's just, I'm not questioning you, like, ugh, you spent your money on that.
Like, exactly. Like, everyone, and again, everyone's entitled to their opinions, but keep them to yourself. You do, it takes so much more effort out of your day to, like, bother someone else. Like, worry about you. Be what you're into. Embrace you. Like, and again, if people leave you and exit your life and judge you, you don't want that around anyways. Like, yeah. I love that I'm actually, now I'm seeing a lot of my friends that, you know, weren't into cons going to cons. And I'm like, see, you went, you saw, and you were like, oh, wait a minute. Like, yeah. It's not what I thought it was. Why? Because society paints it to be this way. And I think it's the same thing with Hot Topic. Like, yeah, you might go in and you might get freaked out. Or you might see high schoolers going in. But literally everyone that works at the one that I am near is older than me. And they're adults. They're functioning adults. They have their life. They're married. They have kids, whatever. And it's a different lifestyle. Like, you know, I don't know. I think people just think certain things until they actually dive into it and realize, like,
I feel like some people have faces. They put faces and they portray these faces to what is going to fit, you know, this stigma. Like, emo has this face to
it. And we're guilty, you know, we're guilty. I'm honestly so guilty, whether, you know, it's punk or whether it's, you know, you see someone with saggy pants, you're like, oh shit, he was probably locked up before. And that might not even be the case, you know. Me, I'm Spanish. People might be like, oh, you're totally Spanish. That means you're illegal. And no, I'm not bashing on illegals, but automatically people that are ignorant and don't understand, you know, that, you know, not every realm of Spanish is just Mexican. There are different nationalities, and I feel like, honestly, it's just ignorance exists, and it
blows mind people. And some of them, you know, we can't reach, but, you know, if there's at least one person that you can kind of, I don't know, kind of affect, and then kind of have them be like, maybe, you know, I've been looking at this all wrong. And, you know, kind of putting this group into a bubble, but that's not, you know, doesn't mean they're going to like it. Doesn't mean
they don't have to be a part of it.
Fully start going to, like, you know, conventions with you all the time. No, exactly. But as long as you're open-minded about it, you know, that's, you know, you don't have to, you know.
And honestly, keeping an open mind is so much more fun, because I've met a lot of people along the way.
Who knows, like you said, with your friends. They didn't think they'd like it, but now they enjoy it. Don't know. I mean,
exactly. Yeah. You don't know until you try. And if you don't like it, that's fine, but you don't have to bash it, kind of thing. Like, just keep an open mind and get to know someone truly, like, as is. You know what I mean? Yeah, we're a little more nerdy. Yeah, that's fine. But it doesn't mean we are, you know, the extra 24/7, like, all I do is burn my eyeballs. I don't have a job, I don't pay bills, I don't do anything, but I just burn my eyeballs watching YouTube tutorials and have no life. Like, you know what I mean? That's where you need an intervention. But again, balance, you know, people do you, focus on you. Like, this world is getting shittier by the minute, and we need people with voices, you know, to stand up for everyone else who's not going to, because I feel like the bullies overpower because it's everything you see, and we need to break stigmas all around. Like, no matter what it is, like, the ignorance, cut the ignorance. We are going to educate and raise awareness no matter what it is. So right now I feel like I'm advocating for nerds all around.
Like, just let
it go on a nerd march.
I know, it's funny, it's just let it out. It's funny that, I don't know, you know, this topic is just, you know, it just kind of sucks to know that it exists, but
yeah, it's the unfortunate truth, and it is, and that's why I wanted to talk about it, because I just have to laugh every time I come across it. And I do, and I try not to take offense, but sometimes I do, and sometimes I catch myself, like, if I'm at a dinner, you know, or, like, for example, I went to the mall the other day, and, you know, I'm with other girls, and I tap into my girly side. And it's like, why can't I go into Hot Topic? Like, they're asking me if there's any stores I want to go into, and I love Hot Topic. Why do I have to act like I wouldn't go into Hot Topic? Why do I only go into the girly stores with them? Why happens? And I catch myself, and I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I want to be fake. But the reality is, like, I'm with these girls that are girly, and, you know, I'm just, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It exists. And I don't want to be a hypocrite because I'm sitting here saying like, be yourself and, you know, demanding change. But we're all human and it happens. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I guess if you can stay true to yourself, you know, and not mold society standards, like if at the end of the day, you're not feeling happy and satisfied with yourself, then you're doing something wrong. But if you, if sometimes, you know, depending on the setting, if, you know, whatever, you keep it to yourself, I mean, that's fine. But again, at the end of the day, if you feel okay and you're being you, then that's all that matters. And I am going to keep being a nerd. Who knows? And again, I'm 28 now. I don't foresee myself changing because I'm actually coming out of my shell now. I actually wasted all my years before totally hiding my nerd side. So I feel like I'm enjoying the fruits of me being a nerd publicly. But absolutely. Who knows if in 10 years I'm not going to be into this. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm living for now. And right now, I love this shit. I love collecting. I love getting it signed. I love, you know, I want to have my film wall where I have my collectibles with the photo ops and the autographs. Like, that's what I live for right now. Who's to say when I'm 60, I might not look back and be like, oh my God, what a time. So silly. You know what I mean? Or who's to say I'm not going to be 60 still collecting? I don't know. But I know that I'm living for right now, and this is what I'm into, and right now society doesn't approve. So those are the things that need to change right now. If it changes in 5 years, awesome. If everyone's into it, awesome. If not, then, you know, whatever. You go with the motions. But I think that's where I'm at right now. It's like, it's really unfortunate. And again, you're not going to change everybody. It exists. Ignorance exists. You know, that's fine. But
at the end of the day, just stay true to yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. No matter what you're into, you don't have to be a nerd. You know, and hopefully anybody that's listening and is still listening, you know, you don't have to be a nerd to listen to us. And I think that's kind of why I wanted to, you know, use episode 3, yeah, to show our nerd side, but to show we are also normal people. We could talk about normal things. You know, it's not always going to be horror. It's not always going to be gaming. It's not always going to be, you know, the nerdy side. Like, we have gone through it. We've gone through it different ways. And, you know, we're both adults and, you know, we can show that side. And it's not all about, you know what I mean? I think that's kind of why I wanted to break the stigma automatically in the event that, you know, people come across our page and they're like, oh, I have no interest in, you know, fandom and nerding. Bye. It's like, no. Like,
just, oh, there's just more.
Wait. Like, there is more to us. Yes, that's what we truly love and fangirl about. But there's so much more to it. And I think that's why I wanted to do this episode.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, we've gone through some things. And if we can, you know, bestow some wisdom on someone else that's feeling a little bit like, you know, true to you. Just be true to you. And just, you know, I've always been growing up. I always lived by, you know, always leave someone better than they were before you.
Yes, I like that.
Just everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just if you can open someone's mind, do it.
Or even welcome. Or even welcome something. Teach me something I don't know. Let me open my mind to your world. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be only you coming into my world. Teach me something I don't know. I might be closed off to something. Perfect example. I definitely stereotype the country style living. Like, my best friend loves country. And I live in the country now. And I'm over here thinking like, oh, everyone that likes country only likes going mudding and fishing and blah, blah, blah. And I've met so many people that are like normal people. And they live the country lifestyle. And it's not even like that. I was guilty. Totally guilty. So here I am apologizing live, kind of ish. I'm sorry, I stereotyped the country living. I live country now, and I was very wrong. See, I can't. Yeah. I'm gonna right my wrongs now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's just all around everything, like
open,
and just you know, keeping an open mind and breaking stigmas left and right, and I don't know, just creating awareness, I guess.
Absolutely. Yes, we're, you know, a space of open mindedness and rambling on and movie here and there, which, speaking, going back to our roots of horror movie, I believe that this evening I'm gonna go see Hereditary.
I heard of it. I have not
before. Yes,
I've actually actually, where did I see? I have not seen the preview. How did I hear it? I know you told me about it, but I feel like
we get quickly.
I feel like someone.
I don't know. So I watched a trailer. I think when I went to go see A Quiet Place, I saw the trailer like in the previews, and it looked awful, to be honest, like it looked absolutely awful. And I was like, I don't want to watch this. But I've had three people come up to me who are like horror movie enthusiasts and be like, no, you have to watch it. And then my sister comes up to me tonight and she wants to see it. She's like, but I heard it's so dumb. And I'm like, I don't know. We'll see.
I guess. Yeah. You have to just go into it with your own open mind and see.
Because I feel like, yeah, my sister definitely is one of those who her interest and like her, what she's looking for in horror movies.
Exactly.
Is completely different than I feel like.
Exactly. At least
kind movies of look for are horror movies. Yeah. You're looking, yeah. Some people just want the boos and the ahs and the scares, you know. And others, you know, you like The Quiet Place, which is more of like the thriller and the mystery and like the mind F, you know.
And honestly, that's why some of my favorite movies have terrible ratings. Like, I'll go and I'll see the reviews, but like, I'll be the judge of that kind of thing. Like, I won't go in being like, oh, it sucks, so it's gonna suck, and I'm just gonna it's just sit here because it's gonna suck, and I'm just not even gonna open my mind to it. No, like I'll be like, oh no, you know, crap ass terrible views. Well, let me go see why, and then I will be the judge of the movie at the end.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see. We'll see. I'll see. I'll ask her opinions at the end,
hopefully,
and then we'll.
It's good. Yeah. I'm pretty stoked about Jurassic. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Jurassic. I'm diehard dinosaurs and Jurassic period, and I know it's always the same thing, different story, but I don't care. I'm interested to see where they take this one too, because I actually heard it's a little bit different. So I'm excited for that this weekend.
I know. So that's funny that you even brought it up. But yeah, I wasn't a fan of Jurassic World 1. Not that I didn't like it. I did, but I didn't have the same feelings as, you know, OG Jurassic Park.
Oh gosh, yeah, never. No, absolutely. Yeah. And so, even towards the end of like Lost World and all that stuff, like I was just like, come on, guys, a dinosaur escaped. Oh no, system down. Come on.
I love
dinosaurs and I love Jurassic and I have the collection and I will never not watch them over and over again. But this one, I guess they're going supposedly it's gonna be similar but a different direction. But yeah, I actually didn't like, not that I didn't like the last one, but it was definitely different than the original. I didn't see
the trailer for Jurassic World. I didn't see anything because I was kind of like, you know, if I'm gonna go see it, I kind of want to go in open-minded. I don't know why.
Well, but no, it's true. Trailers are, you know, even though I always want to watch the trailer, but sometimes it kind of sucks because it gives away so much.
I know.
And I wouldn't have thought that way if they wouldn't have given it away, kind of thing. Yeah. But of course I already saw it, so there's that.
So that's this weekend. Okay, all right, so we'll come back with maybe we can get my sister to hop on for the Hereditary.
I want to hear some reviews. Don't get a little bit going. No, I'm just kidding.
She's going in thinking it's dumb, and I'm going in thinking it's very good, so
you're gonna come out opposite.
I know.
That's funny.
But yeah, okay, so this is episode 3.
Yeah,
rambling on about, you know, hopefully we can touch someone out there.
Right.
One of us, you know.
Reach deep into your soul and feel our feels.
Yeah, hopefully. I wish, you know, we didn't have social media when we were, you know.
I know.
Full, adolescent ages. There wasn't,
it's,
you know.
So true.
MySpace was like in its like beginnings.
It's true. That's true.
You know, we didn't really have that. And I definitely, you know, I definitely held back growing up. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to let this side. Certain people are not going to see this side.
Mm-hmm. And it was easier to hide because of that. Like,
yeah. And I even have friends who I have had since elementary school, who I'm still friends with now, who still every now and again, they'll see something new. And then they'll be like, I didn't even know you were into that at all.
Oh, and yeah. If it wasn't for me going public, a lot of my friends wouldn't have known, because, you know, I am not friends with the people I used to be friends with at the end of high school or even high school, and we do have different interests, and I was the one that broke off, and I'm sorry for that. But I, when I was starting to grow into my own and hang out with people that had similar interests, I kind of found my way and where I wanted to be, but they would have never guessed either because of who I was, and you already know
who you make yourself out to be to those people.
Exactly. In high school, and anyone that is familiar with me and listens to this and knows what I went through in high school, yeah, let's not talk about that. Yeah, that phase of mine. Yeah, that's a different day. That's a whole.
Yeah, it's just, you know, be true to yourself. And I know, you know, it's hard. And even if you're in that age or whatever, and you're finding it hard to kind of be that in the outside, or, you know, just do it, you know.
And, oh yeah, you know, I live with regrets, and I hate that, and it sucks, because when you're talking back, and I feel like now I sound like a parent, but you're talking back to a certain generation, and of course they're gonna be like, yeah, you don't know because you don't go through it. Yeah. And it's like, no, I don't think you understand. Like, I need you to listen to me and trust me. Like, I was there, and like, don't do this. Like,
who are we? What we become?
And that is something that I truly wish. I mean, let me tell you something. When I went through my phase in high school, and I would sit in those bleachers for the pep rallies and watch the drama club come out or the dance team come out, and my heart would be like in awe. Like, I was just like, this could have been me, but I was just too, you know, cool. I was like, ugh, not gonna be part of a team, that's lame. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm just so hardcore. And no, you're stupid, Nicole. Like, you were stupid. Yeah. You were very stupid. You're nobody. Like, get out of that mentality. And, you know, again, with the whole society thing, people are trying to live up to certain things on society. No, it's fake. Pave your own way. Like, everything is filtered on social media. Like,
and that doesn't mean that if you're having these kinds of other interests than you're group of friends that you have, it doesn't mean that if you were to ever open yourself up to them, they wouldn't be accepting, because people do surprise you. And
exactly,
like,
but if like you don't know, and you don't do it, then you don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know what, some people might not be accepting of it, and to be honest, that's their loss. I rather you kind of find it out earlier,
right,
than, you know, see their true colors later on. But some people will surprise you. And, like, you know, having friends who to this day are like, wow, I had no idea. But we're still just as close. They have their interests.
Oh, that's me and my best friend. We are polar opposites. When I'm talking about, like, she's glitter, I'm black. Like, that is literally, like, polar opposites. Like, she's preppy. And I know she's going to be listening right now. Hi, I know you know who you are. She's preppy, country, girly. I mean, the whole nine. And I'm, like, the complete opposite, but that is my absolute best friend. And sometimes it doesn't matter, but I feel like people need to grow in. And honestly, it's a maturity thing. Like, you know, people that are immature and still trying to live to please people, like, they'll get out of it. They'll be themselves and they'll get out of it. But when you know that at the end of the day, your interests don't, there you go. Circling around to the topic of discussion at the end of the day, when you know your interests won't affect anything and change anything, because at the end of the day, you are good, real human. Yeah. Interests do not have to get in the way, ever, period. Don't let it block you. You just don't join. If she doesn't like horror, she's not going to come with me to Spooky Empire. She has, because, again, Spooky Empire, it is horror, but it's not all just horror. They have 80s people that come back that do other movies that are less, you know, on the less gore side. And, you know, she came and came with me, you know what I mean? And, you know, I used to never go out with her and her friends, because I'm like, oh, y'all just go to the country bar, listen to country and drink your beers. And I was like, you know what, let me go hang out with her. One day we went to a bar and we had a good time. Like, open your mind to things. Interests don't have to stop you from, you know, being you and being friends with certain people. Like, yeah, again, if someone judges you, hey, good riddance. You don't want them in your life anyways.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. Yep. So straight, you know, stay true to yourself, strange and unusual, as we all are in our own ways.
I love her.
I know. Wise words of the Lady of Deeps.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, so that's episode 3. I think it's, you know, we've been talking. We've been talking for a while.
It's been going. I think if okay, let's recap, guys. Quiz time. If you don't get it, that this episode was purely about being yourself.
Listening. If you're still listening, oh my god!
Hey, people drive. People pick up on it.
My podcast is when I, you know, am very angry in rush hour traffic.
Exactly.
That's when I listen to my podcast that I listen to. But yeah. Thank you for still being around, and hopefully you'll be back for episode 4. But yeah, what's the quiz?
Oh, I was just, I'm kidding. I made it obvious that, you know, this was clearly about being yourself at the end of the day, no matter who yourself is. Wait, pause. Don't be yourself if you want to go kill people. Don't kill people. Like,
no,
go get help. But if you're a good person and doing what you got to do at the end of the day, be you. Stay true to you.
Yeah. There's no normal. There's no weird. There's no, you know, there's just, we're all individuals.
Exactly.
But yeah, all right. So I think that's it for episode 3 of The Lost Girls Hideout.
That is. And stay tuned for episode 4. Not sure what it'll be about, but it'll be around the corner. So
stay tuned. Definitely. Stay tuned. All right.
All righty. Bye.